Welcome back to Match Volume. We're your hosts, Emma Dessau and Sarah Bringman. This week, we have another Trojan highlight, Samantha Sadoff.
Samantha is a member of the School of Cinematic Arts, Class of 2020, an actress, filmmaker, and social activist. This week, she speaks with me about her journey in the film industry and her recent social activism project, Speak Your Story. Speak Your Story, which was released on July 10th, is a podcast that gives people of color, specifically Black Trojans, a chance to tell their stories and experiences to the world on their own terms.
Here is Samantha Sadoff's conversation with Sarah Bringman.
So, would you start off by telling us who you are and what you do?
Sure. So, my name is Samantha Sadoff. I am a class of 2020 USC graduate with a BFA in film and television production and a minor in gender studies. And I am a writer, director, and producer.
When and how did you get into acting and filmmaking?
Yeah, so I first started my journey in film and television as an actress. And when I was younger, I was just fascinated by the act of storytelling and performing. And I was constantly putting on little performances for my friends and family. So my parents signed me up for an acting class at a community acting center called John Robert Powers. And they had everything from runway classes to scene study to memorization techniques. And this was just like the greatest thing for me. They were weekend classes, and I remember it was all I would look forward to every week. And so as I started to become known in the studio, I got invited to a showcase in Los Angeles to perform for agents and managers. And this was my first time in Hollywood and how I got my professional representation. So from there, things kind of skyrocketed, and I would travel back and forth from my small little farm town in Northern California to Los Angeles on a weekly basis, which then turned into a multiple times a week basis. And eventually my family and I made the decision that it would be best for my mom and I to find residence in LA part-time. So I would end up spending almost half the year in Los Angeles working on film sets or going to auditions and acting classes, and then the other half of the year back home. But as I got older, I started to become more aware and intrigued of what was happening on the other side of the camera. And when I would be on set, I would study how the production was run and how the camera was operated. And so going into high school, I made the decision to take a break from acting to focus more on my studies, because education and going to college was something and is something super important to me. And in this interim that I took a break from acting, I just fell in love with the process of filmmaking. And I started making short films in my free time, and I joined the multimedia class at my school. And then somehow I got into the number one film school in the world, and now here we are.
So do you think that being in acting and stuff while you were younger, kind of, you're a very outgoing person, you think that helped you be more open and more engaging when you're like on sets and stuff, when you're working on the other side of the camera?
I think so. I think when I started acting, I was 7 years old, and I joined the SAG-AFTRA, at that time it was just SAG, but I joined the SAG union when I was 7, and I was like constantly on professional film sets, and oftentimes I would be the only kid. Everyone would be at least 18 and above. And so in a way, it really made me mature quickly. I learned how to interact with adults in a professional manner. And at the same time, what I was doing was a career. Of course, it was super fun and I loved everything about it. But when you boil it down, at 7 years old, I was working in a career. So I definitely learned how to be professional and how to hold myself in the right manner on sets according to set procedure and everything. So I think coming to film school with that previous knowledge definitely helped me, because I already got a sense of how the pieces moved around a film set, what to say and what not to say, and also just how to be likable. I learned from a young age that you can have people that you don't like, but you shouldn't make enemies, because this industry is super small. So associate with the people that you want to work with and that you find a likeness to, but don't necessarily be rude to people that you don't like, which is a life lesson I think everyone should take. You don't have to like someone, but you shouldn't be mean to them.
So is there anything you can pinpoint as your inspiration or driver for your passion of film and television?
Yeah, I think my main inspiration or my driver for film and television is just the simple act of telling stories. I think there's something so magical and otherworldly and meditative about the suspension of disbelief and the ability to transport an audience anywhere you want them to go. And as I mentioned, I really enjoyed school growing up and I love learning. So film is a way for me to learn about other people's stories and their history and their lives. So I don't think I could do anything else with my life. I'm one of those people who I'm kind of aloof and my mind is constantly running and cycling new ideas. And I'm just fueled by the ability to create and show people what's going on inside my head or invite them into the worlds that I create. Director Peter Jackson, one of my favorite directors, once said that the most honest form of filmmaking is to make a film for yourself. And I think this is something I really resonate with because for me, telling stories is very healing and self-reflective. And it just really helps me grow as a person.
I'm so glad you had that answer because it brings us to talking about stories. So what are some of your favorite projects that you've done or that you mentioned like Peter Jackson that other people have done?
One of my favorite projects that I've made is called Stardust. This film was inspired by my relationship with my Nana about a grandma striving to find the appropriate way to explain her passing to her granddaughter. And this was my first big budget film where I was able to hire a lot of crew and bring in industry actors. And it was also a very personal story. So a lot of thought and planning went into it. And I'm very happy with the way it came out. And in terms of projects by others, something I'm really, really passionate about when it comes to storytelling is music and film scores. So I've been following along and collaborating with a good friend of mine who releases music under the name Norvanti. And he released an ethereal and transportive album called Plural last year. And most recently, I've worked with him on creating a short film called A Theory of Life, in which his song Poetic Woven Pattern was used. So I'm really about following the journey of musicians and people who create film scores as well.
You've worked with the Kaufman School of Dance and such as well to create films.
Right. Yeah, dance. I grew up with acting, but I also grew up with dance. I was a competition dancer for about 6 years. So wow. I love movement and I find storytelling and movement as well. So my first independent project I ever made at USC was in collaboration with dancers from the Kaufman School of Dance. And from there, I went on to create, I want to say 4 or 5 big projects with them. And it's always really fun because they're such characters. They're so talented. And I feel like we learn a lot from each other because a lot of dancers are very interested in film. And myself as a filmmaker, I'm very interested in dancing. So it's always a fun collaboration.
So how have you seen your craft change since starting at USC?
Studying film is really interesting and exciting because of the collaboration. When I first started filmmaking, it was with my iPhone camera and some friends, and then it evolved into working with some local actors and shooting on a DSLR, while also writing, directing, producing, editing, and everything in between. But getting into film school made me really appreciate the power of collaboration and working with a team. I've learned and grown so much by collaborating with the people around me, and my projects have only gotten better because of it. And something unique about USC is that they teach you everything. So you get to operate the camera, you get to mix the sound, produce, production design, direct, and everything in between. So I've really gotten a holistic view of how a film set is run and everything that goes into telling a story.
It definitely meets a lot of hardworking people at USC, but some of the busiest, hardest working people I met while at USC were in the film school. They definitely had you guys running around and always working for the better, but
For the better. The film school is unique because you have very long classes. Your shortest classes are probably 3 hours, but once you get to your thesis projects, you have 6 to 9 hour classes that are just all day, basically seminars and hands-on stage practices. And then on top of that, every single weekend you're shooting, and each shoot day is 12 to 14 hours. So you're working yourself hard at school while also taking your journal education courses. And then during the weekend, instead of sleeping in or getting to go to a party or do those fun college things, you're on a film set all day. So it's a lot of work. It's all very fun. You have to love it in order to do it. Otherwise, you'd go crazy.
What have been some of your best and most interesting experiences at the School of Cinematic Arts?
There's definitely been major ups and downs with the School of Cinematic Arts. One of my favorite experiences has just been working with people and making friends, which sounds super cheesy, but I truly feel that the talent within the School of Cinematic Arts is exceptional, and I've learned so much from the people I've worked with and the projects of theirs that I've crewed on, and I've really found some of my best friends. I feel like in high school is never really my jam because I felt like I made friends by proximity. But when I got to USC and I was able to actually study something I was very passionate about and meet other people that were passionate about the same thing, I feel like I really found my true friend group. And these are people that not only do I want to collaborate with for the duration of our careers, but that I want to hold close to my heart and keep in my life as friends and family.
I want to talk about a project where you're also collaborating with people on. This is a little bit more of a socially activist project, and it's your newest media project, the podcast. So can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah. So when you asked me about my experiences at SCA, I mentioned there were major ups and downs. I had a lot of great experiences, but of course I had a lot of bad experiences. And part of that comes from my identity as an African-American filmmaker, because as we know, there aren't many of us in Hollywood, and there sure aren't many of us within the School of Cinematic Arts. So my latest project is a podcast called Speak Your Story, a Black Lives Matter Conversation. And with everything happening in the most recent upsurge of the Black Lives Matter movement, I really wanted to find a way to get involved and reach a mass audience with provocative and engaging and educational viewpoints. And in doing so, I realized a podcast would be the best platform for this. So essentially, with new episodes released each week, I talk with a fellow member of the Black Trojan community about a time they experienced a form of micro or macroaggression from within the university system or beyond, to discuss and find ways to dissolve the covert systems of racism that led to the event at hand. And overall, my goal for this podcast is to really just ground members of our Trojan community into the Black Lives Matter movement in a way that can spark a more personal call to action for the rest of our community members. Mm-hmm. I hope that the realization that your fellow classmates and peers deal with daily struggles of systematic racism, that people's empathy can really drive them towards finding solutions.
When did this idea come to mind? Is it something that you've kind of always thought about doing and then this just seemed like the right time? Or is it something that you're just like, one day, like, I gotta do this?
It was kind of a mixture of both, if I'm being honest. For podcasts in general, this is my first podcast, and making a podcast was always something I was interested in, and going into this time of COVID and isolation, it felt like the right type of project to make because it wasn't feasible to be on film sets and work with larger groups of people anymore. So that had been in the back of my mind, but what really sparked this idea was when I went to my first peaceful protest. So when I was at these peaceful protests, I had the opportunity to meet a lot of very strong and inspiring people who shared their stories of times that they were affected by microaggressions and conflicts with aggregators. And this really sparked a fire within me because it was upsetting and extremely resonant what they were saying. And I wanted these emotions that I was feeling to hit a larger audience in the same way, because for me, this really sparked me into immediate action to make a difference. And I hope that by other people hearing these stories, they too can feel that urgency to go out and make a change.
So your calls for stories have been on social, your personal social media, but have you received a lot of responses regarding the project?
In terms of guests, I've had the absolute pleasure of speaking with Black Trojans from all stretches of campus and careers, and it's truly been so educational and uplifting to hear their stories. And our Black Trojan community is smart and relentless and so, so capable. So through this podcast, I've met a lot of really great people and made some new friends, and I'm hoping to continue that journey as the project goes on.
I want to move into the next question. And you were talking about how right now it's not a great time to be on film sets. COVID-19 has messed up a lot of projects in that way, just with not being able to be close to people. But it is kind of, podcasts like this are kind of a documentary nonfiction media or pathway. So is it something that you see yourself continuing in the future?
Personally, I think it's super important to champion diversity in the work that I make and to tell the stories that are often overlooked. And this podcast is the first nonfiction style of storytelling I've engaged with. And so far, I've had a great time. But I also hope to engage with these real life stories in a way that inspires fictional series or films. Ava DuVernay is a massive inspiration of mine, and I would love to pursue something similar to what she did with Selma or When They See Us. So that being said, most of the work that I write has been fiction. So I'm hoping to have a healthy mix of both fiction and nonfiction in my career.
We ask this to all of our guests, but I think it's also important to put the podcast kind of lens on it and what you hope people think about while they're listening to your project. But what do you hope students at USC or just people in general take away from the conversation, or what do you want them to think about?
I want people to know that they're capable of making a change. Oftentimes, when you look at a big movement like what's happening right now in the world in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement and, of course, the global pandemic, it feels like your voice is too small to make a difference or to even be heard. But it's important to remember that your voice is capable of moving mountains, and someone out there needs to hear what you have to say. And it can be as simple as publishing a photography series shot on your iPhone, or writing a blog, or just having a meaningful conversation on the phone with a friend or a family member. It doesn't matter how big it is or what it is. It's just important to realize your worth and realize the importance of speaking out.
So this is kind of the time where if you have anything else you want to say or add, feel free.
Yeah. One thing I think is important to know in times like this is the power of the student body. Every change in terms of racial equity that USC is making so far has been started by student-led movements. Our president, Dr. Carol Folt, sent out a very half-hearted letter to address the current political climate with no real action items or intentions to make a change like she had done with the issues of COVID. But when students started a petition and sat down and spoke with her about what we need, then she started making real changes. And the peaceful march that happened around the USC campus on June 6th was not university driven, but entirely student led. And speaking out in that way finally got the name off of the Von Kleesman Center. So while institutions may have resource centers and diversity counselors and organizations, at the end of the day, it's up to you to really make a change. If you know something is wrong, don't wait for someone else to fix it. You are capable, and this is our time to shape the future that we want to live in.
So the people who are listening in, where can they find your podcast? And if there's someone who wants to submit a story, are you still taking stories, and where can they submit their story?
Yeah, so you can find my podcast on all streaming platforms, including Anchor, Apple Music, and Spotify by searching Speak Your Story, a Black Lives Matter conversation. And if you have an antidote that you or someone you know wants to contribute to the conversation, you can reach me at my email, Sammy Sadoff, spelled SamiSadoff, at gmail.com.
Well, thank you so much, Sammy. Thanks for taking the time out of your crazy, crazy schedule to speak with me about all this. And I'm really excited to listen to your podcast and hear all of the work that you've put into it.
Thank you for inviting me on the podcast. This was super cool.
That was Sarah Bregman with Samantha Sadoff.
Thanks again to Sammy for joining us on the podcast. Check in with Sammy on Instagram at StopSammyTime and make sure you listen to Speak Your Story. And check it out on Instagram at speak.your.story.
Match Volume is a production of USC Annenberg Media through USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism.
We hope you enjoyed hearing from our amazing classmate. As always, I'm Sarah Bregman.
And I'm Emma Dessau.
See you next week.